60. Izzy stood in the doorway, wearing just her t-shirt and knickers. Her hair was wild with static, eyes wide and glazed, and her hands were streaked with blood.
"Izzy," Gabe said desperately, "you have to go back to bed, now."
But she didn't hear him. She didn't even seem to see him.
"Your daughter," Miriam smiled. "How nice."
She swiveled the gun around.
"No! Shoot me! You leave her alone!"
Gabe turned and grabbed Izzy by the shoulders.
"Izzy," he pleaded, "wake up! Get out of here! Let go!"
He felt the shock shoot up his arms. His hands were hurled back, repelled by an invisible current. And now he could feel it all around him. Energy, pulsing and crackling in the air. The hairs on his body stood on end. Pressure bulged behind his temples.
"Stop this!" Miriam cried. "Whatever you're doing, stop it!"
Izzy gazed at the nurse, unblinking. The gun wavered in Miriam's hand, then spun from her fingers and flew across the room. Miriam screamed and clutched at her fingers as though scalded. Izzy walked past her, towards the bed. Her eyes were fixed upon the sleeping girl now. They seemed a more intense blue than Gabe had ever seen. And he suddenly felt more afraid than he had ever felt in his life. Izzy reached the bed.
"It's you,"
she whispered.
"No,"
Gabe thought. She took the sleeping girl's hand.
"Don't!"
Isabella opened her eyes. The windows blew out with a crash. Gabe was thrown backwards against the far wall, the force snatching his breath away. A furious wind clawed at the curtains, tossing lamps across the room, snatching at the bedding. Seawater stung his eyes. The piano lid crashed up and down, keys shrieking in a furious discord.
Miriam struggled to get up from her chair. The wind obliged her wishes. It picked her up and held her there, scuffed black shoes dangling in midair before slamming her back down again so hard the chair skidded halfway across the floor. Miriam landed with a scream, cut abruptly short.
The two girls silently held hands as the storm raged around them. Gabe fought to force his words out.
"Izzy!"
But she couldn't hear him. She was somewhere else, staring at some point beyond him. Beyond this room. Beyond anywhere.
"Izzy!"
And then, in desperation,
"Isabella!"
The wind seemed to dip. Isabella turned her head on the pillow. For the first time since the accident, he stared into her eyes. And he saw it all again. The beginning. The end. The ceaseless existence between.
The beach. "I'm sorry," he cried. "I'm so, so sorry. But please, let Izzy go. I can't lose her."
She stared back at him, grey gaze unfathomable. And then she closed her eyes and let go of Izzy's hand. The wind immediately dropped. The lid of the piano fell with a heavy crash. Izzy crumpled to the floor. Gabe staggered across the room and gathered his daughter into his arms. She was still breathing.
"Thank God." "Gabe?"
He turned. Katie stood in the doorway. He blinked at her.
"What are you doing here?"
"I woke up. Izzy was gone. I was trying to get in the door when it just opened."
She looked around, only just taking in the whole scene.
"Oh, God."
She raised a hand to her mouth. He followed her gaze. Miriam was slumped in the chair beside the bed, still holding her crucifix. Her neck was crooked at an odd angle, and her eyes were flat and empty. Gabe turned to Isabella. She looked, once again, as if she was sleeping, but he could see that the faint rise and fall of her chest had ceased, and the machine beside the bed now emitted a single jarring beep. A final note. She was gone. No, he corrected himself. She was released. He clutched Izzy tighter. Goodbye, Isabella, he whispered. Safe journeys.